Hello?
Hello, hi, Andrew, it's Clayton.
Sorry.
Hello? Hello, hi, can you
Yeah.
hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hi, this is it's Clayton. I was calling you to have the conference call.
Yes, how are you?
I'm good, yourself?
I'm good as well.
Yeah, so I'm actually on a call right now with one of my bosses. His name is Rick. So what he's just gonna do is gonna give you a brief overview of what our app should do, and then we'll have some questions for you.
All right, perfect.
Hi, how's it going? Yeah, I just wanted to give you kind of an overview of what we're doing. So we're a small tech company. We're making a mobile app to help small businesses like yourself. And the app will have many features. One of the main features is it will generate leads. That is, we'll do marketing. We'll get people interested in your service, and then we'll kind of transfer them to you. And we'll qualify them before we transfer them. So, like, you're a tutor, right? So let's say you tutor English, math, and science, but you don't tutor Italian language. Then anyone requesting Italian tutoring in Italian would not be transferred to you. So we would qualify these leads, given the services that you provide, and then we would transfer them to you. Either via a live transfer over the phone, or an email, or text. In addition to generating leads for you, the app will also have like a calendar for you to schedule your appointments, and you can take a quick glance and see what you have scheduled for the day, that type of thing, and plan, kind of your work week, your work month, and then there'll be a kind of a customer management interface that will be hello
Yeah, I hear you.
that for your contacts and for your clients and notes about your clients. Like, for example, you were tutoring Jimmy and you had some notes about him from last tutoring session, and then you can refresh your memory before each session where you left off, what his strengths and weaknesses were, what subjects you were tutoring him on, et cetera. Additionally, we'll have invoices, so you can send out invoices, you can send out estimates of what it might cost, and payment processing. So if you ever used Uber, we will have basically you say session completed, they get a pay button and they pay, right? And that automatically gets transferred to you, just like Uber.
Got it.
Additionally, and a kind of along with like the calendar and managing your time, there's reminders. So you can send a reminder 15 minutes before the session. Oh, you have a tutoring session today at 2, And if you haven't seen someone in a couple of months, you could send them a notification. Say, hey, we haven't seen you in a while. I hope everything's going well. Give us a call if you need kind of to. A refresher or something, right? And that all can be automated. So if someone goes 6 months without seeing you, then they'll get a message in your words, Additionally, if they're coming to you or you're going to them, we'll have GPS and mapping, turn by turn directions, and ETAs if you need them. So I'll be arriving at the library in 15 minutes. We'll get a notification. Or a map to track them. So those are kind of the core features. So what we're looking for are things specific to you and the work that you do that would kind of help you throughout the day. That might take an hour off your day. If you had a full schedule of students, what would help you save time? So Clayton has some questions for you about that.
Okay, so let's see. The first question that I would have for you is that when you think about your typical day, what would you like to see improved? For example, would you like to get more leads, which is new clients, or would you like help with scheduling? Would you like help with marketing, or would you like help with invoicing?
So main issue is reminding the students that's an issue that I've came across a lot. I think an automated remind system would definitely be helpful. And then things like invoicing and scheduling stuff, yeah, they're a bit tedious, but I think they're very doable. But automatic reminders, I think, would be definitely a good feature.
Okay. And how are you as far as with leads right now? Are you booked up? Do you have enough clients?
Yeah, I think I have a good amount.
Okay. And how many new clients would you say you get per week?
Sorry, what was the question?
How many new clients do you think you're getting per week?
So right now I do about 15 to 20 hours a week. So currently I'm not taking any new clients, but usually when the new semester starts, I accept new clients.
Okay. And when the new semester starts, where are you getting your new clients from as far as are you marketing on Yelp or any other platforms?
Yeah, I right now mostly word of mouth because I've built a client base and they usually just refer me for when new semester comes. But yeah, I do a little bit of Yelp and I'm on websites like Wiz and stuff as well, and then Sorry Math and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. So you're a math tutor then, correct?
Yeah, just a math tutor. I do a little bit of physics sometimes as well, but mostly math. All
right. Okay, now in the event that we were providing you with leads, would you like to receive direct calls from clients, or would you like them pre-screened? For example, we can send you a cold call lead that may or may not convert and charge you anywhere between $1 to $5 per lead. Or we could actually answer that call for you, book the client, have the session booked for you, and actually charge the client and then charge you a small commission between 10 to 15%. Which lead option would you prefer?
Okay, so is the 10 to 15% a continuous for every session they book from there, or is it just a one-time thing?
Yeah, I mean, if they're going to book from the platform and we actually every time we'll book them for you, then yes. But, you know, if you are able to make a deal with them and, you know, take them off platform, that's entirely up to you guys.
Okay. I think the cold call would have a higher conversion rate just, you know, because the student wants to personally talk to the tutor. I do think it's more convenient the other way for me, but I'm not sure if that will work too well.
Okay. And as far as scheduling, how are you scheduling your clients now?
Scheduling, I do it through Google Calendar.
Google Calendar? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And you said you're currently paying Yelp for marketing, correct? And how much are you paying Yelp per month?
I'd say total for marketing, I'm maybe spending about $100, $200. But again, right now I'm pretty booked, so like this month I probably would not spend much. But the usual, I'd say the average month would be around $150 or so.
Okay. Okay. Now, have you done any marketing on social media?
I have not.
Okay, would you have interest in social media marketing?
Yeah, I would.
Okay.
Also, I have a quick question for you guys. Are you guys doing,
yes.
Is it only for in-person sessions, or are you guys focusing online as well?
I'm sorry, I can hear you there.
So are you guys only doing in-person sessions, or are you guys focused on online as well?
Oh, no, it's both. Okay,
because the majority of what I do right now is online.
Yeah, and we actually will have options to do both. You can do in-person sessions, or you can do video. Our app will offer free video sessions. That way you can, and also it would also record it as well for you. So that way, you know, if you ever need to go back to a session to see, you know where your client was, you know, missing certain things, or they could actually go back to it. So if they get something from the session, they can go back and actually have access to it as well.
Okay, so you guys are building an in-app software to do all the online sessions there?
Yes, yes, video chats.
Okay, so okay, that, I think that'll be one. I think that'll be a great feature.
Okay, okay. Now, as far as your online sessions, when you're having your online sessions, what competitions do you have, if any?
Competitions in terms of what?
No, not competition, complications.
Right now, the I guess the most annoying part is utilizing like a few different softwares to get the online session going. Like I use, you know, I have to use, for example, JoinMe and then also Sketchpad, and put those together to make it work. If it's a software that does it all in one and it's very user friendly with no lag or anything on the writing stuff like that, then that'll be great.
Okay. Any other issues as far as with video chatting? Is there like any audio issues or any other issues you can think of?
No, not really. And I don't do video chat with my students. We do audio and share our screen, which acts like a notebook, and it works very well.
Okay, so you just share your screen with the audio. Okay. Okay, and how are you currently managing your clients? Are you managing them and using any type of software?
No. I just directly am in contact with them through text and email.
Okay, and would you have any interest in a mini CRM? Rick had discussed to you earlier, a mini CRM is a customer relations management system, and what it does is actually manages all of your contacts. It sends them reminders. I would send them, if you have any deals or any specials, anything like that, and it would notificate them when you guys have sessions in advance. Everything is automated. Would you have any interest in a mini CRM?
Yeah, I think that will definitely make things easier for both the student and the client.
Okay, and would you be willing to pay, let's just say, $10 per month for a mini CRM?
That's definitely a good price, as long as it's you know, modern and super friendly to use.
Okay. And now in the future, do you plan on expanding this business and working more hours, or are you content where you're at?
I think I'm pretty good because I'm a student at Berkeley, so I'm studying full time math and computer science. So I do about 20 hours a week, which is already a lot. But I'm assuming I can do a little more as the years go, but maybe that might be false.
Okay. All right, awesome. So we pretty much have anything. Pretty much have everything we need here, unless you have any other inputs or any other features you think that would make our app useful for other tutors.
No, I was wondering like where are you guys located? Where's the?
We're located in West LA.
West LA. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice, nice. Okay.
Yeah, now, as far as we do want to keep in touch with you and make sure that, you know, pay you for your time. Who should we make a check out to, and where should we mail it?
Will you guys be able to do like a sort of online payment?
Well, we actually have our accountant actually handles all the payments, so we don't handle any of the payments. We just send her an invoice and she mails out a check, so we can keep a hard copy of it.
Okay. Yeah.
But
so
I will make sure that it gets to you.
Okay. So let me just text this number
Should I text my birth? Just text me the info. I mean, the name you want it made out to, and then the address, and we'll go ahead and get that mailed out as soon as possible.
All right, thank you.
All right, awesome. Thank you so much for your time, Andrew.
Yes, of course.
Okay, bye-bye.